Graham, whilst ignoring a question about six slain hostages, one of the most despicable things I've ever seen. By Jeff Poor on September 4, 2024. Tuesday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, called Democrat vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz, DMN, despicable for taking a pass on responding to a question on the six slain hostages in Gaza. So when you look at Israel in particular here, this administration has withheld arms shipments, and they haven't gotten much especially compared to Ukraine, host Sean Hannity said. They have constantly called for restraint, restraint, restraint. They have blamed Israel, and they've done everything but what they should do. And that's the right thing, which would say, well, you lost the equivalent of 40,000 Americans in a day. We fully support your right to win your war against radical Islamic terrorists, although she rejects that term. Your reaction? Well, my reaction is, I got to remember on television here, Graham replied. I'm here in Las Vegas with the Republican Jewish Coalition. These are some of my best friends in the world. They have family in Israel. They're great Americans. They're Jewish. They're Republicans. They're trying to help President Trump win. They're trying to help me take back the Senate and all my colleagues and hold the House. God bless them. Matt Brooks, Norm Coleman, Miriam Adelson, great troop. They're heartbroken. Most, all of us have interacted with the hostage families. One of the most despicable things I've ever seen since I've been in politics was the vice presidential candidate of the Democratic Party refusing to answer a question about the death of hostages at the hands of religious Nazis called Hamas. He walked away from the question. He continued, that video clip is all over the Mideast. My friend, and when Kamala Harris refused to attend a joint session of Congress and sit behind Bibi as the vice president, her job called for boycotting his speech. That made news all over the terrorist capitals of the world. These people are naive and dangerous. When he refused to answer that question, that's a signal to all the terrorist groups and Ayatollah. They really don't give a damn about our friends in Israel. They have slow-walked weapons, they have basically sat silent while people accuse Israel of being engaged in genocide. And what Walz did is throwing gasoline on a fire. When Donald Trump wins, this is going to end. There are Americans still in captivity. Over 40 Americans have been killed by Hamas on October 7, right at 40. And here's my question to Joe Biden, have you done everything you can to hold the Ayatollah accountable for wreaking havoc on Americans and the world at large? Graham added. When Donald Trump gets in office, these hostages will come home because he will tell the Ayatollah, I'm holding you accountable for the safety and the well-being of these people, and if they don't come home, you're going to pay a price. Joe Biden has let Iran get away with murder. He's infused them with money. In their eyes, he is a weak person. Only person weaker than him is Kamala Harris. God bless our friends in Israel. God help our friends in Israel. Donald Trump is on the way. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.